When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
What are we talking about?
Your pancreas is not needed here.
Hey, welcome back.
What is going on?
We got another baseball podcast on PSO. We got Nick, Charlie, Luke.
Yeah, Charlie's new.
Charlie's new.
Last episode didn't go out because it got
so we got, he's a new guy.
2.0.
Yeah, Charlie 2.0.
The second in.
Well, you're going to hear some crazy stuff come out of his mouth, hopefully.
It was good last time. Some crazy
good
Cubs talk last time.
Oh,
it didn't get out.
We'll still continue to just shit all over the Cubs. That's probably going to be a
shit on them.
But it's even now it's like not as effective because they're starting.
Actually,
they came out shitty, like they actually are. And
so good.
But all my shit talking is for nothing.
I think that helped. I think it made it.
I was right.
I think you sent out those vibes into the world, and now the Cubs suck.
Yeah, these are comfy.
I'm glad you like them. You can wear
PSO
them.
PSO Sports 1 on Twitter and Instagram. Point with Sports Opinions on YouTube, Facebook, SoundCloud, Apple Podcasts, everything else. Look us up.
Google
right,
us, yeah. Google Pointless Sports Opinions. You got some quality stuff.
And also, if you're going to a Cardinals game or any, maybe a Blues playoff
game.
Use our SeatGeek code.
Our link.
Not
you find
our
that,
link, not
you
code.
Find, you find them in the Twitter?
Yeah, Twitter, and Facebook, I think, right?
Yeah, Linktree.
Yeah,
so
everything.
You know,
I don't know about any of this.
It'll give us some money. So if you buy Cardinals tickets through us,
they just hired me.
Yeah, we'll get some money.
I'm an intern.
We get
I'm
the money back.
Intern.
We save to 100. We give another giveaway.
Yeah, so
that's kind of what we're doing. So
we help you guys get some cool jerseys and such. So yeah,
sounds cool.
Hopefully you guys start buying
super
stuff here.
Cool.
Super neat,
especially Cardinals.
Cool. Yeah, those Cardinals
season,
tickets.
So
hey, if you're our friend, you'll do it.
Oh,
right?
It's just so long. 162 games.
It's so long.
Ugh.
No, I love every single.
Why
do
we bother?
I love every single second.
Around game 50, I'm like, I'm out.
Yeah?
Nah, not really.
You're done?
I'm done.
By 120, it gets even more exciting. You're like, how can this get any more boring? Oh, it doesn't. It's fun.
Problem is I use MLB TV, so game 50 is like game 300 for me usually.
Yeah.
It's brutal.
Get that MLB TV. Let me get that log. No, I'm just kidding.
No. I do not share my login. MLB,
what?
If you're listening, I use only for myself. Thank you. I do have the student discount continuing, even though
you're a student.
I'm not right now. I will be in about 3 months.
I hope they hear you.
Currently, well, I mean,
Nick's
by the time they take action, I'll be a student.
MLB,
again.
Take that away.
No. Well, I already paid for it. So I paid more.
I'm just going to hit the Mike Trout button because I love him. He loves him. I don't know how Luke feels about him, but I feel like you love him because
he's good.
If you don't like baseball,
it's messed up that the greatest player of all time continues to improve.
Of all time?
It's not. Yeah.
Okay. With the ratings,
who's better?
With the ratings going, he's all time best. You're
name
right.
One player who's better than Mike Trout, and if you say Babe Ruth, you're nincompoop.
I don't have anyone right now. I can't.
Okay, good,
put me on the spot.
He's not.
I'm gonna get some Excel spreadsheets though next time.
Yeah, and they'll all show that.
And then I'll show
that Trout is the greatest player of all time, probably, unless he like breaks in half, which God forbid.
Does what Albert Pujols does.
No.
Crumbles.
No.
His
no,
feet
no.
fall apart.
No. Come on.
Age.
Don't be the same.
Age will get you, man.
It will, dude.
Yeah, but what is he? He's 27 right
now, 27.
And he's already, like, got 66 career war or something like that, so.
How many homers does he have? 200 career already?
I don't know. A lot.
a lot.
30 a year.
30 a year for the past 7 years. So
probably just recently have four in the last
five and four games.
Five and four games. His first five of the season. Mm-hmm. All coming at once.
Yeah, and his walk rate is up.
13 walks to 2 strikeouts.
Yeah.
13 walks. Oh, it's crazy. I was looking at it before the show. I was like,
yeah, his strikeout rate is usually his downfall. That's you can say it's a downfall.
Downfall, but that's
not really.
That's how it goes.
He did strike out like 150 times. Yeah. Usually, like 100-ish.
And I think any player who is that caliber type of player who can strike out less than 100 times, 100, probably going to strike out, what do you think? Go under 100 this year for the first time in his career, probably.
Not only the first time. There's no usual for him because he's been constantly declining it.
Yeah, he has.
Like, year to year, he brings it down.
100 plus, time. But like when he first came to the league, you know.
It was hundreds.
Plus. Like 140s, probably.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he had.
Now he's going to be, like, do you remember Albert Pujols was like that?
Yeah.
The dude who struck out 75 times. It's just such a rarity to see that in baseball nowadays. And I love it. I love the context. It is.
The good old days, right?
Not the good old days. It's just different type
of. Bring them back.
No. The only thing I like to see back is contact. Make contact over striking out. Instead of trying to launch the ball out of the park, put the ball in play, make something happen.
No.
You don't like it.
Unless your name is like Colton Wong or D. Gordon, no. Why would you do that? Dingers, dude. Until they change the way the game works, I'm going to hit dingers.
It's fine. Dingers will come.
Until they lower the mound or
Mike Trout is
make
gonna
the strike
continue.
Zone smaller and actually give some like help to hitters, which have gotten like nothing as pitchers just improved and improved and improved and have like limitless approach.
It is smaller, though. Like, it's gone smaller, I guess.
What, the strike zone?
Yeah.
It's gotten tighter?
Yeah.
No, it's huge.
I think it's
the strike zone's massive.
I guess it's more to the ump, though,
from
too.
20 years ago, remember? I mean, 15 years ago, I remember chest to knees.
Yeah,
zone.
But it doesn't. That's the same.
It's not truly the chest.
They haven't changed the strike zone.
No, you're right. There hasn't.
Pitchers are throwing things that have never been thrown before, and it's impossible to hit.
Like the Slambia.
It's impossible to hit like a 98-mile-per-hour sinker on the freaking paint on the outside corner low. Like if you hit it, you're hitting a ground ball.
Or you just. Bashing into the dirt and hitting it foul.
That's why, like, you have like DeGrom just like having that, just tearing people up because
he finally got beat
over.
Up today. He finally
it's
got
over.
Beat up today, or not
yeah.
beat up, but he let
yeah.
up five plus over. Runs. That's fine. It was gonna happen.
It happens.
Yeah, it does. It's gonna happen to him. Maybe one more time this year. Maybe two more times.
Don't curse him, man. Chris Sale broken forever, never coming back.
Chris Sale. That's all I can say. But dude, he looks bad.
I watched that game today.
Did you say
the
Blue Jays.
The
home opener of the
Boston Red Sox.
They lost. Good.
It was a beautiful game to watch as a Red Sox hater.
Go Blue Jays.
He gave up
five runs?
Six ground ball singles in a row. Like, not, well, like, in a row, like, that was how it was, like, in two separate innings.
Mm-hmm.
But then every hit was through a hole, and I was just sitting there, like, this is awesome. Just like, this is the best thing.
That'd
ever.
Be the most frustrating
and
thing.
Then Gurriel Jr.
Stole home.
And it was like, Sale looked like a complete idiot.
He did because he's like, oh, I didn't know what was happening. He just threw
what
it.
What do you mean to know? You were in your windup when a guy on third is a left hander.
He threw it off the plate and just slurred
down
the way.
Oh, yeah, he got freaked. He's like, oh, shit.
Yeah,
he just
goofed it and he looked like an idiot.
But then his catcher also had like two pass balls that inning.
I heard that. Not heard
just,
this, but
I actually don't think he pitched that badly. He just got really unlucky.
I think he misses Sandy Leon.
The BABIP to death.
There? No, Sandy Leon's gone.
It's Christian Vasquez. Shout out to that guy with his weird demon eyebrows.
He probably plucks him, makes him look that nice.
I don't know about that. He does have like very spiky eyebrows that go up
but
at an angle.
Leon was his personal catcher last year, I'm pretty sure.
Is that right?
Yeah. And
personal
now,
catchers. What a weird. That's my job. My perfect job is bullpen catcher.
Bullpen catcher, yes. That is my perfect job.
No consequences. Responsibility.
Probably make good health insurance. You probably get.
I don't know what. They get paid?
They gotta get paid.
Is eat.
They just get in for free.
You think they just do it just because they're like, this is cool? They have to get paid.
Just mess their knees up.
They probably get.
They just live in the dugout, maybe. I don't know.
They don't leave the stadium. They sweep up the bullpen and then the dugouts. That's what they
do. Yeah, and they sweep the stadium, too.
Like, we're going to pay you for this, not the catching stuff.
I'd do it.
But they travel with the team, too. They get paid. They probably have good health insurance.
How much do they get paid? Did 30K?
Yeah, 30 to 50, probably, if that.
I'll take 50K a year.
Oh, hell yeah, you do. For being a bullpen
catcher.
That's
more than I get paid right now.
Being a bullpen catcher, and then you can cop some sweet jerseys from players.
Well, they give you a jersey straight up.
No, I'm just saying,
they
you know,
you
you're like, you know, I'm going to take Matt Carpenter's jersey from his locker today.
I don't think you can do that.
You might give it to you if you ask.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's what
like,
I would do.
Why do you want this?
You probably can't steal stuff. You probably get fired for that.
I'll steal stuff.
Not on air.
Oh, shit. Hire me.
Hire me, please.
I'm innocent of all charges.
Bullpen catcher.
What is this about? This podcast?
We're talking about Mike Trout and how awesome he is.
Hey. Bullpen catchers average $90,000.
Shut See? The front door. See? $90,000 a year.
Get me there.
What the?
Someone give me that job. $90,000.
It's technically a coaching position.
No, it's not. That makes sense. I guess they do have to like coach somewhat. But also, I'll do it for 40.
I'll do it for 25.
No coaching, though.
Whatever.
25? Freaking lowball me, dude.
I'll coach. I'll even coach. Hell, just tell me what to do, guys. I mean,
you're kind of just telling them how they're pitching, though.
You're a freaking scab is what you are.
That's okay. Free scab, free stuff. Pick me off. I dare you.
Pick you off?
I'm a scab. Pick me off.
Yeah, exactly what's going to happen to you. You're going to be freaking thrown to the wolves.
That's okay. If I get a bullpen catch for a couple years, they probably have good life insurance. Let the wolves eat me.
Dude, why do you care about life insurance?
I don't know.
Hey guys, we got really good life insurance.
I want benefits. Right. If you can't tell from this conversation,
let's move on here. All right. How about my man,
your boy Bellinger. Cody Bellinger, also off to a just
hellacious.
That's a good word. That's just right. Tearing the cover off the ball. I'm pretty sure he's 1-for-2 today in this game.
He hit a double
with a scorching double. He should have probably had an RBI single. Paul DeJong stole an RBI single up the middle. Good play, great play. I'm happy to see it.
Pro Cardinal here.
You're not happy to see it.
He had an RBI single yesterday.
Yeah, he's on fire. He's got 7 home runs and now through 10 games. This is game 11. Almost at 20 RBIs. He's setting the world on fire. I love it. I drafted him on my fantasy team.
Yeah,
it's
your fantasy. Yeah, I'm sure you like him.
So I love watching him hit.
I wish I had gotten
him. Did he get you a win?
On my team.
Yeah, last week he definitely was the reason I stomped over Jaden Johns' ass.
Jaden Johns.
Get your head out of your ass, dude. Fantrax.
Get your team or you're out,
kid. He's in like 2 other leagues, so I want to see him.
So what?
No, I want to see him start doing shit. I want to see him actually work and try.
This league will, if you don't pay attention, in 2 years, you're going to be in the dirt.
Kicking him out.
And you're going to look bad, and you're going to feel bad, and you're going to be either quitting or paying up.
And we're going to make you cry at the same time. We're competitive. I'm going to make him cry.
The league right now is just like a little baby, okay? It's going to be like, it's going to flower, okay? It's going to be huge.
We're nurturing it right now.
Yeah. It's a mess. It's fucked up right now. It's a nightmare.
It's...
Anyways, it doesn't matter. I'm losing. That's all I know.
But what else? Mariners? What are they, 10-2?
Yeah, and it's like, so every year there's like a team.
Charlie's befuddled by the Mariners.
No, I'm not. I'm not. Well, I'm befuddled. I guess I kind of am. I mean, I think everyone is, but
sure,
every year there's a team that's pretend good, and they like win a bunch of games, and then they kind of like hang around, and they make the playoffs, like Colorado Rockies last season were... Pretend good as they were showing this season.
Yeah,
mostly the same roster. And,
yeah, they're doing pretty poorly.
They're dog crap.
I think their offense has to kind of perk up.
But the Mariners are like not pretend good. They're legitimately good.
Their offense is going crazy.
Their run differential is the highest in the league, I believe. I mean, they have played more games than everyone except the Oakland A's, but it doesn't really mean that much when it's only 2 games and you have like plus 10 on everyone else in the league. They're legitimately good, and I'm hoping that they continue because that's fun.
That is fun. Because they sold off this whole... They sold off in the offseason.
They are showing that you could potentially rebuild and still be fun and good and entertaining and not Baltimore Orioles. Even, I don't know if the Orioles are even rebuilding. I don't know what that is exactly.
Yeah, that's a dump.
Laying in the mud, just rolling it's like
them,
like a pig.
Them and the Tigers are like, I don't want to be fans of those teams. I feel bad for people that are fans.
I think,
but aren't the Tigers winning the Central right now? I know it's beginning, but...
They're not winning the
Central. They're done for, too.
Jordan Zimmermann has returned to being
bad.
Jordan Zimmermann
competent
today.
Competent enough?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, no. Today he
did bad today.
Did he get crushed today?
He gave like 4 runs and got like 4 innings, so...
Not terrible. You want better.
You hate to see that. Yeah.
You want better, but... You know, he was getting
Shane Green has 7 saves and they had like 7 wins.
They had 7 every game super close.
It's like the Mariners last season. And they didn't turn out too well, did they? At the end of the day. Technical difficulties. Nick can't click.
I'm technically very difficult here. I don't know why.
What about the good old Cubs?
Oh,
were they 3-7?
Chef's kiss. Beautiful. Everything you love to see. Just schadenfreude, man. I love it. Just everything I've been saying that they should have been doing this whole time, like it's finally happening.
Is that gonna? Are they
They've
gonna
been the most overrated team for the last year and a half? Ugh, it's beautiful. Everything's falling apart.
Everything's falling apart.
Yep.
They sent Carl Edwards Jr. was a stud 2 years ago for him or whatever. When the World Series run, he's in the minors.
I just love.
Yeah, he got demoted.
I just love Theo trading away every prospect after they had arrived with their, you know, Schwarber and the Rizzo and the Bryant. It's like, oh, this is all we'll need forever. Let's just trade for old pitchers. Great strategy.
Sign old
turning
pitcher.
Out well. Love to see it as a Cardinals fan.
Got him the ring, right? Is that all you wanted?
Dude, they shouldn't have even gotten that ring. I'm still pissed. I wish there was one more man on base and Rajai Davis. Homering off of wife beater Chapman would have been the greatest justice in the world.
You know, I kind of imagine him doing that and then getting so pissed. Like Chapman not beating his wife or anything, but standing in his garage and he's so pissed. He goes, bop, 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 bop with that handgun. Yeah. You're like, dude, fool. Fool.
Yeah.
He thinks he's like a gangster or something.
Like, yeah, you're a millionaire, my
what
dude.
What an idiot, dude.
You got to leave that stuff behind.
Get your act together. Probably don't have a firearm in your possession.
It would have been the greatest karmic justice in the universe. Maybe it would have been, what year? We would have been up to 110 plus now.
Well, it was 108 streak, so yeah, it would have been over that.
Ugh, damn. We lost so much.
Feels bad, man.
It would have been, this collapse would be so much more satisfying if they didn't win their World Series. It'd be like the sweetest fruit ever.
It's still satisfying, but you're right.
Yeah.
It's not as good, because...
Well, there was like a really great video I saw on Twitter of Joe Maddon as his bullpen is giving up 5 runs for like this 7th straight game or whatever, and he's just like looking at his scorecard, and you can see him say, "I'm getting real sick of this shit." Like his mouth, he's lip reading it, and I was like, "Me too, Joe. Me
this
too."
This is his last year.
That's
right?
Me. That's yeah. me.
I guarantee it is.
Yeah,
I
don't think he makes it the All-Star break.
Yeah, you're right. He's because people. He's been successful enough, and people are going to be like...
So that Jameson tie-on inning, this is like completely unrelated, but also related because it's against the Cubs, yesterday, was the most freakish inning of all time now.
Why?
Because it was like the ultimate BABIP hell, but like on another level. So first night, he gets 2 outs in the inning. It's 1-2-3 inning, and then Daniel Descalzo hits a ground ball to Kevin Newman, their shortstop, who, you know, obviously sucks ass because...
Who the hell's Kevin Newman?
Who the hell Kevin there Newman? He promptly... throws the ball or fumbles the ball, gets an error, and the guy gets on base. They walk Hayward, who's intentionally. They bring up John Lester, who then lines a double in the gap, which is weird. Which that's on tie-on.
I hate John Lester.
Yeah, who
I
doesn't?
Just want to make a point of that.
But then, who's next up? That's whoever's on next. They get like a single or something. Like, is Javi Baez lead off that lineup? No, he hits like 5th or something.
Yeah,
but then they hit like a ground ball single, and then Rizzo
hits it off.
Hits a like 100 mile per hour line drive off Tyon's head.
He says, "I'm fine, dude."
And he gets up.
Coach, let me finish the inning.
And Bryant like gets hit by pitch on a ball that grazes him.
Zobrist is their leadoff.
Zobrist gets like a CNI single kind of thing, or something like that.
I am a Zobrist fan.
And then Baez literally throws the bat.
I saw a little single.
The bat is. Completely, it's on his fingertips, on his lower hand only. And it makes this doink. That's the sound. That's the only sound that can be described as coming off this bat. Doink, and it flies over Kevin Newman's head.
Yeah.
And then finally, a ground ball up the middle that should have been easy ground ball play. Kevin Newman proceeds to throw the ball away. He had 3 errors in the inning. Jameson Taillon gives up 6 runs and
all unearned.
Thankfully, he's on my fantasy team. But it was like, I was like, man, that's the kind of shit that happened to the Cubs like all like the past 3 years. They got that kind of lucky shit happening to them. And everyone was like, they just earned it with their talent. And I was like, no, this is bullshit. And but now mostly it's going the other way.
The Cubs have like 1 or 2 more years of attempting to be good. And then it just implodes because Baez is gone.
It's going to be like the Royals?
Yeah, it's going to be exactly like the Royals.
They have nothing. Their farm system is dead.
Depleted as hell.
Eloy Jimenez is in the south side of town just like hanging out.
I probably like it here better. That's what he says.
Yeah, he's like, I like it here better.
Yeah.
So we got some nice uniforms.
Because Bryant, I don't think he's going to re-sign there. I don't think he likes it there as much as people think.
Rizzo, he seemed to, you know, he liked to talk shit on St. Louis.
Yeah, of course he does. He likes to.
Which implies Chicago is not boring. I guess. I mean, I don't think Chicago is boring. I don't think St. Louis is boring either, though.
I've been to Chicago. It's been 10 years, though. So
I haven't been to Chicago in my life.
That's cool.
Real shame.
Get there.
I imagine. But also, I'm sure it probably sucks, too, because I'm a St. Louis kid. You got to say that, right?
How much you like St. Louis?
It's fun here.
I'm going there.
I'm leaving the state, so what
Chicago.
Can I say?
Oh, yeah, I know.
Cubs Dodgers.
Oh, yeah, you told us about that.
Cubs Dodgers.
He's Cubs.
It was either Cardinals, Cubs, or Cubs Dodgers. So
they play the Dodgers like 7 times in 10 days, I think.
Oh, you were talking about how the schedules. The scheduling.
It might be the Brewers that does that.
crazy weird this year.
The Brewers don't. The Dodgers don't play the Cubs.
It goes
until
Brewers
June.
Or Cubs. I don't remember what you were talking about.
It goes Brewers, Rockies, Brewers, Rockies.
Yeah,
or something
some scheduling like that. It's really weird. And the Cardinals are in the first 24
Cardinals
games.
Are doing Dodgers, Brewers, Mets, Brewers. That's
yeah.
what we're doing.
And jeez. Then that'll finish 10 games within the first 24 against
yeah.
the Brewers. So very, very important that they
start to actually not play like crazy assholes like they did against the opening series where they won like two other games by one run and one walk-off.
They were swinging with their eyes closed.
Every
like a little,
fly ball went over the wall.
Swinging like a little T-ball kid, just swinging, scared, striking out 10 times plus.
Something I hate more than fly balls that become home runs randomly. Just makes me so mad, irrationally.
Launch angle.
No.
Launch angle.
It's not launch angle. It's just luck. Just numbers, statistic, dice roll. Yelich is the king of the dice roll. It's like, maybe I just hit the ball in the air enough times, I'll get enough homers to become MVP.
Charlie thinks Yelich is not, like, an
MVP?
Elite a player. Like, he's not an MVP. Is he an MVP caliber player?
I mean, he was MVP.
Last year.
Statistically, he's MVP.
But you just don't see that out of him.
I mean, he hits the ball incredibly hard.
He's a very good hitter.
Which is why he...
I think he's one of the best hitters in the league. And I think he's...
Been, I mean, he's... I'm not going to say he's not the best hitter, one of the best hitters in the league, but...
And he's been one of the best hitters in the league.
I'm just going to say he's not going to ever have a season like he did
again.
Last season again.
What about this
I
year?
I can agree with that.
I think this year he'll come close.
Why? Because he continues to play for Brewers? And
yeah, as long as he's in that
81
ballpark.
Games in that ballpark.
Yeah, as long as he's in, as long as he stays healthy.
Flies out of the
he
ball.
Does need help around him. He needs, you know, Jesus Aguilar not to be a chump.
Well, that's he's a.
He probably wants Ryan Braun to become somewhat
MVP
formidable
again.
Not MVP, but you know, a good hitter, a dangerous part of that lineup. And then, hell, I can't even name anyone. Who else is on that team? Lowe Cain,
Travis Shaw,
and Shaw.
Shaw's
and
bad.
Moose
bad.
Playing second base.
Yeah.
So
this is the thing. Like all those guys, like I don't know, they could be really good. I
they
guess.
Could be, yeah, it's
but they also be like
it's a whole teeter totter effect there.
Bad.
Their bullpen's not going to be because. Knable's gone. Jeffress is, I think they're still waiting for a healthy return.
They're
going to
freaking run Hader into the ground, apparently.
Oh, yeah.
2.2 innings against the Cubs.
He's, dude.
Five out saves against the Cardinals, like twice. I don't even know. Just
throwing
like,
heat, throwing 90. Fastballs. Just fastball, 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 fastball. No one can hit it.
Yeah.
No one can hit it.
You know, 6 years ago, they'd be like, put this guy, make him a starter.
Now they're like, nah.
No. We need you in the bowl. But like 6 or 7 years ago, they'd be like, this guy needs to start baseball games. Get him in there.
Yeah.
Give him 6 innings. We need 7 innings out of him.
But he couldn't. That wouldn't make sense. He would not be a good starter.
Now, people remember they did that to Neftali Feliz, the Rangers?
They're trying to make him a starter?
They're like, this guy's awesome. Out of the bullpen. He throws heat. He strikes a lot of guys out.
The opposite, yeah.
And they're like, okay, let's put him
in. John Gant?
Yeah. No, John Gant's, yeah.
Who is John Gant?
I don't know. He looks like a frat boy. Douchebag, kind of, but I like him.
His name sounds like an old farmer. That's what I like to imagine him as.
I like John Gant's the new 7th, 8th inning guy there.
Brebbia
and John Gant.
Gant, Brebbia.
Hicks
for the moment. Miller, use as needed against lefties.
Get him in there. Make sure he's
see if he is getting improving or not. But, man, it's tough to watch that sweeping slider just get plunked for home.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Runs.
Or just miss by a foot or two.
Yeah.
It's bad. He does
Hicks,
not look
though,
good.
Hicks' strikeout rate's up.
Strikeout
he's
rate's
got
up?
Like 7 strikeouts over 4 innings or something.
How's his walk rate down? I was
after Yachty talks to him, it goes down.
Yeah, Yachty's just go out
there.
We
should have like post-Yachty discussion pre-eye discussion walk rates with Hicks.
It's a stat. That's real.
He threw six straight balls against the Padres on Sunday, right?
Sunday.
And then Yadi came out and talked to him, and he threw six straight strikes and then continued to throw strikes afterwards.
That Machado at bat.
Else.
Machado at bat was so good.
Yeah, a 9-pitch at bat with Machado.
And like one of the betters in the league. And
is
he just,
yeah, I know he is. I'm just kidding.
Like, and you know he was sitting on a fastball too. And Hicks threw that slider, and you're like, oh,
slider on the outside.
No way.
On the outside.
And you were saying that he had some sliders up in the zone.
Yeah, but he can throw them because he throws 102.
So it's so crazy that people aren't gonna be like expecting it. I said, I'm afraid that slider's just someone's gonna be able to just crush it.
Someone. Maybe.
Not your average, you know, typical.
Maybe like
major leaguers. Trout. But like Machado's going to be able to do something like
that. We might get the privilege of seeing Trout versus Hicks this year. Probably will.
Ooh, yes. That'll be a blast.
That's got to all line up, right? Oh, and Trout or Ohtani versus Hicks, too.
Ohtani will only pitch hit.
What are you talking about?
They're not going to play him the field. Mm-hmm. Ohtani is not.
Damn, you're right. That's even better. It's even.
NL Park.
That means he's got even higher chance, in my opinion, because then they'll save him.
True.
Yeah, they will. I got tickets to one of those games. I'm super excited.
Can I come, dude? Can I come with you?
Maybe it's in June.
Showtime Shohei?
It's in June. I think you'll be in Arizona by then.
No. I go to Arizona in July.
Oh, well, so then, still be maybe.
Hit me up. Thanks.
You got to...
Taking the game on Thursday, so you owe me.
Fair enough, dude. Fair enough.
What are our talking points? Lay them on me.
Cardinals starts.
Cardinals?
They're doing good, dude. They're on a little. They're figuring out how to hit. They're pitching much better.
Every year, I tell myself, Cardinals baseball. Can't wait to watch some Cardinals baseball. It's gonna be so fun. And then every year, I'm reminded of the miserable hell that is the regular season of Cardinals baseball. Every game is like this slog of. I hope they win. I hope they don't give up a home run in the eighth inning and lose the game.
Mike Matheny's not here. I don't think it's gonna happen as often. To be honest. I really don't.
Schilt used Brebbia in like a game that we were losing by like 4 runs, and then couldn't use him in the game that we were leading. And then it's like that was a Mike Matheny ass move.
You're right.
I'm not gonna be like just because Schilt's a new guy. I'm not gonna be like he's such a great manager. Like you can't be using Brebbia and
a 4-run. You're right.
Garbage time.
You got to throw your guys
at this point.
He also when Waka was starting the other day.
Oh, Caleb didn't like this one.
He had like.
Yeah,
I think he had
7 strikeouts.
He had 6 walks at the time.
Yeah, he had the bases loaded in the bottom of the 4th.
2 outs, and they didn't pinch hit with him.
Chew-wee.
Yeah, that's rough.
The 6 walks, amazing. And he.
I was like, what the?
He left
that's
the game.
That's a Matheny move to not pinch hit.
Yeah, you're right.
Hey, I gotta give him the W, man. Mm-hmm. We're trying to give him that W. It's like, how about we get the team the W? That's what really matters.
It's true.
I don't give a shit about pitcher wins.
No one does either.
No
one should.
They don't matter in arbitration. They don't matter in contract negotiations anymore because no one thinks about that.
They look cool if you have 300 of them or 250 of them.
Even that is like, I feel like I don't even care about that as a fan anymore. Like, yeah, I guess it's impressive, but it's like an error thing at this point.
I agree with that. I think it's not that big of a stat anymore.
No, I don't think. Yeah. It's just a small, tiny thing you can look at and be like, this guy was able to.
I mean, Randy Johnson, the last 300 game winner probably ever.
Maybe.
By the door.
Who's going to win?
I don't have anyone for you right now.
No one's going to be able to do it unless the game changes again in like a different era. In the foreseeable future, he is the last remaining 300-game winner.
Probably actively? No one.
But the
right
game
now.
Will change in a more radical way towards against it than.
Yeah, I think you're going to have dudes who just pitch 3 innings every freaking time they go out.
And I honestly, as a fan, that's like more fun to watch.
Yeah, you're going
to
have a
unless,
whole...
like. The really elite starters.
There's
going to
be those guys.
Watch.
There's going to be those
guys are always
few
there.
Guys you're able to pitch Scherzer, 7 DeGroms that are like, Verlanders who's still doing it. They're going to be able to do 7 innings consistently.
Like I don't know if Flaherty's ever going to be a 7-inning type guy.
6-inning guy you want. I mean, when you go 7 innings, you're going to be like, oh, great.
I mean, the Dodgers, they run their whole team based on the idea they don't give a shit
about.
They
got one guy that who's going to be able
six
to do
6 innings
that.
Is like the max anyways, unless the guy's like just cruising.
Unless you're Clayton Kershaw.
Yeah, and even like then they would be like
even now
point,
within
you
his
got
career
a big pinch hit spot
yeah
and they have a good bullpen so
yeah they have been able to really get a good bullpen and he was talking how they have 6 or 7 really really good starters you can go 4 innings or 5 innings
and a lot of lefties
they throw pristine innings is what they're that's what their goal is to throw pristine innings
130 quality innings over
instead of 200
with a 4.5 ERA
or even like a 3.7 ERA.
But one more. Yankees are dead, dude. Who's still alive?
Judge.
Well, yeah, Aaron Judge.
Thank God for me.
Voight, the first podcast he did, remember he was talking about sweaty hairless guys?
Yeah. Luke Voight is a sweaty hairless guy.
Luke Voight, added to that list.
I'm pretty sure he has to shave his arms, right? His arms are like... I mean, there's that picture of him getting hit by pitch on an arm.
Yeah, I saw
like
that.
Like the bounce off.
Yeah, I saw that like, too.
There's no hair in his arms.
Like, nothing.
And that guy is a hairy dude. He shaves his arms. It has to be it. Like, you can't tell me.
So add that one to the list of... We're going to keep it rolling.
Kyle
list.
Seager, Justin Masterson,
You got a first baseman now, so.
Yeah,
the whole sweaty sales.
I got Luke Voight. My team just got a lot better. That was very helpful.
Throughout the year, we're making a team.
We're of our sweaty.
Your all-time sweaty hairless man team.
I thought I had another one.
You did. I thought you did, too.
Kyle Farnsworth was on there, I'm pretty sure.
Kyle Farnsworth. No, that was your. That's
pitchers. It was two pitchers.
Justin Masterson's hairless. There's two pitchers. Oh, Dylan Bundy. Hicks is like a contender. But
he'll be there.
He's got the goatee going.
He looks like a little baby, too, so I can't even say he's a sweaty husband.
So.
Yeah, he's like right around there. He looks so youthful, so.
But
Yankees are dying.
Their IL team is better than their actual team, probably.
Who's on there?
Even though they're
So, Tulo, of course, we knew.
Andujar,
that's tragic.
Severino.
Andujar, is he going to be out all year? I know they're
Stanton.
Waiting.
Stanton.
Yeah, with that forearm strain.
Bicep,
sorry. CeCe's on there.
CeCe, yeah, but he's not
Hicks.
Yeah, Aaron Hicks. Jeez.
CeCe's important.
That's bad.
Stanton, Andujar, Aaron Hicks. Woo!
They're relying on the likes of Brett Gardner. Sweaty hairless man. Brett
yeah,
Gardner.
Yeah. Well, Clint Frazier's up here popping off against the Orioles.
Two home run day.
Who knows how real
the Orioles were beating on the Yankees the first series, though.
Yeah, but that was just.
Orioles have 5-5 record. Can't believe it already.
It's all going to go downhill from here.
What about the Orioles, man?
Poor Crush Davis.
Oh.
There's not much to talk about.
50 something now, I think.
That's like the least fun topic because it's just depressing.
Dude, I feel bad for him already.
It's just depressing.
He had two good hits on to tie the record and break the record.
He drove that ball left field to tie the record or break it. He drove it, and now you're like, oh, okay, maybe. Oh, no.
Yeah,
oh,
it
sorry,
like
Chris
it was,
Davis.
It would get down and then.
Fuck you.
I don't get satisfaction after watching people just be the absolute worst. It's after a certain point. I mean. Maybe it was like a Cub.
Cub or a Red Sox.
If it was like Anthony Rizzo, I'd probably be laughing my ass off. But since
like
it's
Rizzo.
Like Chris Davis, he seems like a chill dude.
I don't hate Anthony
Rizzo.
He's
an Oriole, and who cares?
Yeah.
I don't hate Rizzo either, but it'd be very funny
if
he had Chris Davis on the Cubs.
That would be.
Yeah.
I think that's why.
If Javi Baez, Chris Davis on the Cubs. I don't hate Javi Baez. I hate the way everyone reacts to Javi Baez. Which is like acting like he's God's gift to baseball.
What about when the Cardinals were talking about getting Chris Davis?
I remember that. Dodged a bullet.
Yeah. We dodged a few bullets over the years, Cardinals.
Yeah.
Except for Scherzer, who I was
Scherzer.
Like.
Yeah. He didn't even try to go for it.
I was
either.
On
the thing.
The Scherzer free agent bandwagon.
He would. He
and I
want
to say I was freaking right.
Can you believe that? The dude wants to come here.
You don't offer him
anything. We got Adam Wainwright. We got Carlos Martinez.
Yeah.
We got... Charlie's head's going to pop.
That's the thing I think the Cardinals don't have is literally a starting pitcher. Like
why wouldn't you sign
a really
him?
Good ace.
You're right. I agree.
Like, look at the Red Sox. Look at the, I mean,
but Chris Sale's not turning out to be
yeah, the Reds are the,
ace-like.
The Astros. I mean,
the Astros have Garrett Cole
Nick's
and Verlander.
Pretty good. Miles Mikolas pretty good.
Miles, yeah, he's good.
Also, he had, a 6 ERA through his last two starts last season. So
I wouldn't call him an ace, though.
We'll see how it goes.
He 200 innings.
He had a very ace like season, if that's what you're going to call it, standards of an ace. A 2.83.
I would call him an ace in the sense that he's like the guy you.
Workhorse, bulldog,
you want
blah, blah,
to
blah.
Stop the bleeding.
Yeah.
Like, you know he's going to.
You hear those
stop
in broadcast, you
bleeding.
Get those stoppers here when you're.
Yeah, this guy's my stopper.
When you're on a 4-game losing streak, you hear it, you know, Danny Mac or
McCarver
or talk about it.
Hrabowski, the cliche.
I love Al Hrabowski.
My favorite thing
he's
is
crazy.
When he,
I love
when he
it.
Talks about. The only thing they've done for pitchers in the last 30 years is add that thing on the back of the mound. He's talking about the cleat.
Yeah.
Mud remover.
Clean their cleats.
And I'm like, sure. This is like the 18th time this summer I've heard this.
Al, we've heard it too many times. That's why.
And Dan doesn't even say anything anymore. He's just like, all right,
that's
Al.
That's why Dan was a drunk, because he had to work without
Al.
Oh,
come on, man. Dan.
How about McCarver?
I love him. Dude,
McCarver hates mound visits.
He rambles and rambles and rambles, and I love it.
Mound meetings. I hate mound meetings. They should be held in meeting rooms because that's where meetings
I've heard
take
that
place.
One.
He just said it tonight.
I love
Dan, like,
he says
Dan
that.
Like asked him to say it again, which is like, he's like, all right, Tim, go ahead and say it. And Tim's like, oh, what?
Let me talk some more.
Stupor, like,
dude,
wakes up. He's like, oh, yeah, mound meetings. I hate them. Like, run the script.
He does seem like
run the script.
He's in a stupor of some sort. He doesn't really know what's going on.
I love him though. I do too. I love his games. He's like a nice, familiar, warm, fuzzy guy. As long as he's not calling national games and being the voice of baseball for
World Series calls,
World Series broadcast, it's good.
He's got some quality stories. I really like him.
If he's being just a little curmudgeon for the Cardinals local broadcast, it's fine. It's fun. I don't give a shit.
He's got great Bob Gibson stories too, or talking about Lou Brock. And as a Cardinals fan, I want to hear that all day.
Yeah, it's great.
So, no, Danny Mac, not a huge fan. I don't like how
Danny Mac antagonizes him in the booth. It's very funny.
He does like to, but I think he's going to be skinny Danny Mac from now on.
Is that what he is right now?
He's very skinny. He looks very thin.
What did he do? I mean, last time he lost all that weight, he stopped drinking beer.
Yeah.
Most likely.
Well, I think he stopped drinking completely.
Well, if you're drinking vodka, you don't get big like that. Right. If you're an alcoholic and you're drinking beer, you get ballooned. Yeah, then when you stop, you're zoop. I mean,
cut out beer.
Because he didn't become skinny until recovery.
Yeah, and then he because
if you're drinking liquor a lot as an alcoholic, you become skinny because you sustain yourself with alcohol
instead of
your liver starts to failure. And all that. It's nasty stuff. But sorry, we're getting the medical side of.
That's all right, dude. You'll throw that out here.
PSO, sorry.
He's gonna be a med school doctor. Med school eventually. He's gonna be a doctor
someday. One day.
So one day, 6 years from now.
Yeah.
So,
is there any other baseball to talk about? I don't know.
I don't think so either. I think
Wayno looked great.
Oh yeah, that's,
you got to talk about it because we were
that was awesome.
The first one that we didn't put out.
That's insane.
We were shitting on him.
Yeah. We were shitting on him.
We get him out of here.
We're like, we can't take this guy walking five batters in every three innings.
I couldn't do it.
And then he goes out as the first pitcher.
No walks.
The first pitcher, 37 years older, to have six innings, no walks, seven strikeouts.
Nine
strikeouts ever in the history of baseball to be 37 years old and have that good of it. What the hell? That's amazing.
Don't you just, it makes
I
me,
love Wayne.
Makes me long for 20.
No, I'd love to see this now.
2009. Well, maybe he can figure it out.
If he can just be 75% that good for the rest of the season.
Yeah, can you believe
I am very happy.
Well, who's down right now? Martinez and then...
Martinez is the only one.
Reyes can't throw strikes. He went down and walked more batters in...
Again.
In I didn't Memphis.
Know. Yeah, they just said that earlier.
He's throwing 50% balls right now.
It's going to take some time. He's been hurt for...
Yeah, he needs to not do it in majors.
17, 18, out. Yeah, he's got to figure... He'll figure it out. He's
Even
not,
though we haven't used those guys, we... Pulled up Giovanni Gallegos.
No,
Gallegos. Where's Genesis Cabrera?
Yeah,
the best name in the minor leagues for the Cardinals right now.
Best arm down there too, maybe.
Maybe.
Especially lefty throwing 99, 100. You want to see that? I want to see it. I'm excited.
And then Randy Arozarena, is that
Arozarena?
Arozarena.
He's got
another great name. And then Nolan Gorman hit two home runs.
Two home runs, dude. He's
for Springfield, right?
Is he Peoria.
Peoria.
So single A ball.
Single A. Yeah, he's gonna move up.
He's so big.
He'll be in Double A by the end of the year.
That kid is so big.
Yeah, he's 18.
Yeah, he's huge.
God bless.
I can't wait to have our very own
Chris Bryant.
Looks like he's as big as Kyle Schwarber.
Hopefully better than Chris Bryant.
But hopefully better.
He hits left-handed.
The both home runs.
Left-handed power.
Both home runs were awesome. That one to left field.
Yeah. Double A is where you want to see because Double A is where the real competition's
at. Where everyone kind of
because you don't have 29 year old career minor leaguers throwing 88 mile per hour fastballs to you. You have 21 year old prospects throwing 101, trying to get you out. If you can dinger off them, got some good stuff.
That's what you want to see. You're right. Double A is where
walk rate and really strikeout rates are looking like. I have to look into that. Next time, I'll look it up.
Yeah, get some numbers.
Get some numbers on our Cardinal prospects.
Well, yeah, good. You sent me people. I'm like, who the hell are these people?
I do keep a little bit of an eye on the prospects, not too much. You try to not get your hopes up. I was excited about Harrison Bader 3 years ago.
I remember you talking
I was
that.
Texting you home Harrison Bader hit two home runs.
I'm like, who? What?
But that's not even his skill set. Why he's
no,
major
it's
league
not.
Ready. It's because he runs really fast and plays great defense.
But he makes some stupid plays sometimes. Yep. He really does. He'll slide for a ball in the gap and fumble it.
Yeah.
Or
he had a good throw though against Padres.
Can't all be Ramon Laureano.
So. Yeah. Oh. He's got more outfield assists.
He's 24.
He's got 14 outfield assists since August. He is better. His
arm is a freaking
insane.
Gun.
Look him. Yeah, he's got some great highlights.
Yeah, look up Laureano.
Ramon Laureano for the
throwing
Athletics.
People out. He's done it at least three times this year that I can recall off the top of my head. So, much against the Red Sox, they just kept running on him.
Good.
They were like, "Oh, maybe this time it'll work." No,
people will realize, okay, let's not mess with this
and
guy.
And then he'll be like the Yadier of the outfield where like people just don't run.
As long as he's got his legs under him.
Yeah. He doesn't even have to have his legs under him. Like,
they get the balls.
What?
People make to get to make sure he's a
oh
a grade A outfielder. He needs to be able to get to balls.
And yeah, then, I got you. And then I got you. I thought you meant like his legs underneath him for the throw. I'm like, he throws like off balance.
It'll
and it's
fine.
Like a rope.
Yeah, I've last year, remember the first time you saw highlights of him, you're like, who the hell?
Ramon?
Is this dude throwing dimes?
He's on my fantasy team.
Yeah, I know. We know.
Just want to let everyone know. He's an okay fantasy player.
Just okay.
There's no fielding stats.
I know.
And I don't really want them to be, but maybe one day.
Stop.
Okay.
Stop. Got one more. Colton Wong. He's been a saving grace for the Cardinals.
Eh.
He has.
He's done really good. He's I like the bunt single.
I do love it. Smart play.
The home runs are fluky. Like he's not. He doesn't try to do that.
He'll
he's
let you 10 to 15 tops.
I'll take 10 to 15.
Yeah.
But I told you my hopes for him is to be like a 6 WAR player this season. That's my like dream.
2.5 defensive and then.
One base running and then like 3 WAR.
Get the other 3.5. Yeah, whatever. From offense.
He could probably get more than 2 from base running. He's a really good base
runner. What did he hit for last year for home runs?
8, 6, something
like
that.
Yeah, but he only played like...
Yeah, you know, it was Matheny wasn't putting him out there every day.
Yeah, when he came back from his injury and Schilt, he like hit 320-ish.
Because he was hitting like 220 before the injury, and then he got
back
up.
Came back and hit like,
and he, I think he ended like a 250 average, so...
Yeah. So I look at like his split from post-injury on, like return, and that's like the new Colton Wong of
I think
today.
So. I mean, he was a huge prospect.
Well, he doesn't have to worry about being put on the
set
bench next
every day, yeah.
Just because of nothing. Like, absolutely nothing. Just, you're on the bench now because I got to get my boy Grichik in the lineup.
Grichik or Jerko.
So he can strike out 3 times on a breaking ball.
Hey, he got paid, dude. The Blue Jays paid the man.
Good for him.
Yeah, good for him.
I like Grichik.
You're still waiting for him to figure it out completely at the plate.
I don't like people being jerked around the lineup when they should be.
No, no way.
Developing.
So, Colton will develop. He's developed. He's got that maturity level.
He's what he is now at this point, I imagine.
His
hopefully
defense is.
With consistency only.
Gold glove caliber. That play,
should have won a
that
glove last year.
Yeah, he should have.
Who won?
The LeMahieu?
No, it was a guy in Arizona.
Ahmed Owings?
Yeah, Ahmed.
Nick Ahmed?
Nick Ahmed won the gold glove.
I think he's pretty much a glove guy, too, to be honest.
I think it's only because Colton didn't play the whole season.
He only played like 120 games. Yeah. But that game, or the catch he made when he went out and basket caught it in right field.
That's tough.
Because Jose Martinez is...
Jose Martinez.
Yeah, you're not going to do anything. You're like, Jose, you stay. Make sure Colton can get to the ball. Don't run into him.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah,
so. Jose, try not to
get in the way.
Damage.
Don't get in the way.
Exactly, he did good.
He made that play. He slid for a ball, and he luckily didn't let it go past him. It was a very important play, and he almost goofed. I love him.
He's a great guy.
I wish he
great
was
clubhouse guy.
Wish there was a DH in the NL, or he got traded to an AL team so he could play. Because I think he is.
I mean, he's like. I feel like that's the kind of thing where like it's true where you can't put a tag on. The value of a player to the clubhouse, of the overall mood of
sure.
the team, and supporting them.
Because he is, dude. Because he's not going to bitch about not playing. He's like,
no, he's just happy to be there.
I'm here. You guys paid me, too. So he's probably even happier now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he looks like he has a lot of
gets
fun.
Schilt gives him at bats. He gets like at least one at bat a night.
Yeah, he'll probably get about
played
300.
Last night.
Yeah, he'll play. Yeah. And Fowler keeps on, you know, slumping and can't figure it out.
Yeah.
You're going to see a lot of O'Neill.
Who can play center? Besides O'Neill. Bader.
O'Neill.
Tyler, that's
yeah.
it?
If Fowler, maybe, if you really need him to.
So if you give Bader a night off, it has to be O'Neill be in there, and then maybe
probably.
Fowler. But Fowler, you just want to keep him in the same spot.
Yeah, you do. I don't think, I think Dex would be fine going to center. I really do.
Oh, God.
I think it would,
I do not want a Harrison injury.
No
that's
way.
The only thing.
Well, you got Tyler O'Neill. That's your saving grace.
I don't want
grace.
Tyler O'Neill to play center.
I think he's athletic enough.
He's athletic for corners. He's too bulky to be a center fielder.
Dude, you know, he's so short. I've looked at him, like, comparing to other players. He's so short, but he's so goddamn huge.
He's got some big traps.
He's, yeah, dude, his arms are huge.
Yeah, he's a big boy.
Just want to hang on him.
Jeez. Yeah, I'm not so much on the Marcel get off the team bandwagon.
He looks
I was.
Up, dude, he smoked that ball last night.
He's showing flashes of he could be okay.
And he made an okay throw earlier today.
No, he's garbage defense.
No, it was a little off.
What a bad throw, yes. The arm's crap.
Yeah, it's bad.
He needs to hide the arm as much as possible.
They did it last year. They'll do it again this year. God, and then
long season.
The poor bastard's going to not make
how
a lot of
money. How many
games
left? 151?
Something like that.
God, help us. It's gonna be
I don't know what they're going to do with that shoulder. I don't know what he's going to do. That's going to hurt his career. That's going to hurt his value in the open market next year. Unless, you know.
I mean, everyone's value is hurt in the open market.
That's why you're seeing all these extensions.
That's right.
Yeah.
Now it is getting to be pretty remarkable.
Yeah, because we saw a couple more. Who else got six? I mean, Grichuk and someone else did too.
Xander.
Yeah, Xander got a big one. He got a huge
Xander
one.
Xander got a massive one.
Yeah, what, 5 years, 130?
But still, like, great value. He's 26 years old. Acuna is terrible.
Someone just...
Kike?
Kike.
Oh, wait. What the hell just happened?
Kike homered and...
Did Marcel just run into the wall?
And Marcel jumped up the wall and tore his ACL. All
right, time to wrap this up. We got to see what's happening.
All right. We do final thoughts here. Charlie, you got any final thoughts?
Go Cardinals. Screw the Cubs. Fourth place finish. I called it before the season started. It's happening again. Fourth place finish. Twins will win the Central. I want to reiterate that. Clevinger got injured. He's out for 6 to 8 weeks.
I saw that.
Boom. The first domino has fallen.
Twins are
in
trouble.
My favor.
Twins offense is, or not Twins. Indians offense is ass.
It is bad. I don't know if Lindor can salvage it. What happened over there, Caleb? Did he fall over? He ran in the wall.
We're going to see it real quick. He fell. He went up and he fell off.
Oh, my God. Wrap it up.
Oh, it was a miss.
In the park.
It was. Okay.
He jumped up on the wall. All right. And landed 4 feet in front of him.
We're gonna just make fun of Ozuna.
Get the big dog.
Get him.
We need a DH so we can put Marcel.
All right. Spread the word.
Spread it.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market. Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.